Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. Anthony Wayne New appeared in court to face a misdemeanor charge of driving while his license was suspended, revoked, or denied, stemming from an incident on July 31st. During the arraignment before Judge Ferris, a plea of not guilty was entered on New's behalf. The court ordered the prosecution to submit all discovery and plea offers by August 24th. New was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, and he will be represented by court-appointed counsel for the remainder of the case. His next court appearance, a plea cutoff hearing, is scheduled for September 17th at 10 a.m. A two-vehicle crash was reported in Huron County Tuesday afternoon after one driver failed to stop in time on Port Austin Road near Center Street in Caseville Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened at approximately 4:27 p.m. on July 28th. Investigators determined both vehicles were traveling westbound when traffic slowed. The driver of a 2008 Ford Focus was unable to stop and struck the rear of a 2009 Dodge pickup truck. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and no injuries were reported. The vehicle sustained functional damage, and neither alcohol nor drugs are believed to have been factors in the crash. The driver of the Ford was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance ahead. That's according to the Huron County Sheriff's Department. And there's a case in the news. An 18-year-old driver is facing multiple charges after allegedly leading deputies on a high-speed pursuit that ended in a crash early Saturday morning in Caseville Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the incident began at approximately 2:14 a.m. Saturday, August 2nd, when a deputy conducting stationary radar on Crescent Beach Road clocked a westbound 2008 Chevy traveling 67 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. When the deputy attempted a traffic stop, the driver refused to pull over and accelerated to speeds reaching 85 miles per hour. The pursuit ended at the west end of Crescent Beach Road when the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The lone occupant was a 18-year-old who suffered injuries in the crash and was transported by ambulance to Schurr Hospital for treatment. After being medically cleared a short time later, the driver was lodged at the Huron County Jail. Deputies said the driver initially claimed the vehicle had been stolen and made statements indicating suicidal thoughts. Investigators later determined the vehicle was not stolen and those mental health concerns were addressed. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has formally charged the driver with felony fleeing and eluding and operating under the influence. The driver was arraigned and later released after posting bond. And for the rest of that story, stay tuned to WHST and WLEW at 7:30, and we will tell you the rest of the story.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory. It's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A supervisory agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been taken into custody after allegedly stealing nearly $1 million in seized cryptocurrency. Internal Affairs investigators revealed that the agent had direct access to digital asset wallets confiscated during major federal cybercrime investigations. The arrest has prompted the Bureau to launch a top-to-bottom audit of its digital asset custody protocols nationwide. Department of Justice officials emphasize that strict accountability measures will be enforced across all investigative divisions. Seven key members of the OPEC Plus oil alliance, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, agreed during a virtual summit today to raise combined oil output by 188,000 barrels per day starting in September. The modest supply increase is intended to stabilize global energy markets amid shifting demand forecasts. Market analysts expect the gradual supply boost to relieve minor upward pressure on international fuel prices. The producer group agreed to meet again next month to monitor global economic indicators. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. At Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford, we won't lose a deal on price. We take pride in providing excellent customer service, and unlike dealers who will say anything to get you in the door, we understand reputation matters. You owe it to yourself to get the best experience when purchasing a new Ford. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all of your new and used car needs. You can also view our full inventory at 4aford.com. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you will always get your best price, along with superior service before and after the sale. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, we have a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. And to keep your vehicle in its best shape, the service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all the time. The body shop is available for all of your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Don't settle for second best. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.